1620 94.5 WTAW. The week after College Station ISD schools were closed due to sub-freezing temperatures, CSISD school board approved paying employees. Board, during their January 23rd meeting, adopted a resolution that was submitted by Human Resources Director Josh Simak.
As you well know, last week we had inclement weather, although it seems like we're going to float away today. The inclement weather was last week, and so January 16th, Tuesday, the district was closed, and we had a delayed start of 2 hours on January 17th. In the past, it has been our practice to wait until the end of the year to adopt a resolution such as the one we're presenting tonight. But we would like to provide more clarity for our staff. We have enough instructional time built into our work and school calendars that we don't have to make these days up, which is why we would recommend adopting this resolution so that way our employees understand that we, A, don't have to make these days up, and two, that they will be compensated for these days so they can plan accordingly and, you know, take it as it comes, and we don't have to just, again, provide them with more clarity as to what we're going to do as a district. So unless you have any questions, I would recommend that we adopt the resolution for payment of employees.
First question from a member of the CSISD board came from Kimberly McAdams, answered by Josh Simak and CSISD's Chief Financial Officer, Amy Draws.
Just ask one quick question. Like, if we didn't do this, the pay might actually be later on a different paycheck, or is our...
So I can get that information for you.
I was just curious. No, I mean,
So what it led to last year was people constantly calling in the Human Resources asking the question, are we going to have to make those days up? Are we going to have to make those days up? Lots of emails, lots of questions related to that, phone calls and things of that nature. So it's just, it kind of hinges in the balance. People know that we're going to have to make those days up. So Ms. Draws might be able to tell me in regards to payroll if that would be a situation where they had to wait on payment. We just want to be able to provide clarity for them right now.
So there's actually a number of ways you can do that since we don't have to make it up without this resolution. Normally what we would have done was paid them so that they didn't have a short check. But if at some point the Board of Trustees did not authorize it, then we would have to take that pay back in some form or fashion. We might split it up over two paychecks or something to ease the burden. But Mr. Simak is correct. You know, when we wait till the end of the year, there's always that question in the back of their mind, am I going to have to work another day at some point or pay this back? And this makes it very clear for them.
Second question asked of CSISD board member Joshua Ben was answered by Josh Simak and CSISD superintendent Tim Harkrider.
I realize that it's very, very unlikely, but, you know, worst case scenario, if how does this get handled if we do have a situation we need to make up instructional days?
If we had to come back and make up instructional minutes? Obviously, there's waivers that can be granted by TEA and things of that nature. So obviously, it would require more inclement weather. Hopefully, knock on wood, that's not going to happen to us here in CSISD. But if it would, we would have to wait and see what TEA's advisement was, if they were going to require a makeup day. Otherwise, then we might have to look at potentially scheduling makeup time at the end of a calendar. But that hasn't happened in College Station ISD in a long time. And hopefully we won't have any additional inclement weather that's going to keep us out of school.
Yeah. We'd have to come to you guys to adjust the calendar. The state's kind of made it very clear, unless this is a widespread issue such as a hurricane or something that affected a large population, they've made it pretty clear recently that they would make us make up the minutes, that that would be our problem to figure that out. So if we got into that situation and went over 4.5 days or whatever we have left, we would have to adjust our calendar. A lot of folks have adjusted their calendar by adjusting, instead of trying to come on a Saturday or whatever with the staff, you adjust your minutes. So maybe go 30 minutes longer per day, an hour longer or whatever for a set amount of time to make up that time.
And Dr. Harkrider, Ms. Parkinson just reminded me that we have 8.5 days built into this calendar. So we still have some wiggle room as far as instructional minutes are concerned.
Nobody asked for more ice, please. Please, no more ice.
I'd move to approve as presented.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ben, second by Mr. Decker. Any further questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you.
CSISD was closed on January 16th at a two-hour delay on January 17th. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.